Here's a couple of round end punches. Hole punches. These are spring punches. One for each.
Jim Harwell has a myriad of awls, punches, scissors, edgers, scratchers, and cutters, categorized on a wall of his workshop in rural Prairie Grove right next to the Illinois River. He uses those tools, all of them, to make custom saddles. He's been making saddles one at a time since he retired from a career in construction several years ago. He didn't enter into this new career lightly. He enrolled in and completed an 8-week one-on-one apprentice's course at a saddle-making school in Muscoota, Illinois. This interest in making saddles developed during winter months when he would take saddles off of his horses and begin to take them apart to clean them for the next riding season.
I used to work on old cars and always had parts left over, so I began to wonder if what would happen if I had parts left over on these saddles. It might be a problem. So I thought I would go learn a little bit about it, and I'm not much for going partial, so I just decided to go the whole route.
His teacher at the saddle-making school learned from another saddle maker, invested in the old-school patient method. When Jim is working on a saddle, he says he'll spend a total of up to 130 hours working just to get the details just right. The first part of the process, making the saddle tree, can take 6 weeks. Think of the tree as the foundation, a chassis of the saddle. This is the form on which everything else will come together. And to make the tree, he meets the horse the eventual saddle will sit on when finished.
You get the tree to fit the horse, and then you start with the leather. To build a saddle, it takes two sides of cowhide for all the leather that you see. It takes one full sheepskin and a lot of hardware.
Hardware like the buckles, screws, and pins that will hold it and the rigging all together.
From there, we start adding leather, rigging, ground seat. I use an all-leather ground seat, which is what you're sitting on. Most of them use a metal plate and then cover it with leather.
As the work continues, Jim likes to have the customer come in for a sitting. After all, a good saddle is comfortable for both horse and rider. Making a quality saddle can have a tricky timeline. Jim says there are some parts of the process that once you start, you're committed to until that sequence is over, like once the weather is wet and you're putting it on the saddle in progress. And the leather does matter. The better it is, he says, the better that seat you're in all day.
Yes. I use Herman Oak and Wickett and Craig, which are both American-made, American-tanned, is what I prefer. There are a lot of other leathers out there that are a little cheaper, but I really don't, you know. It's kind of like building something out of used material. If you build it out of used stuff, it looks used.
And he treats that leather with respect. Remember all those tools he has on the wall? There is something for every maneuver, for every task, for every job of any size.
We've got the little wicked tool here, this what they call a head knife or a round knife. This is what I cut all my leather with, cut my parts out.
Now, the shape suggests that it's a rolling sort of motion.
It can roll. You push it straight, or you can roll it. You can use the tip of it when you're cutting around corners and that sort of thing.
He has custom orders from ranchers who will spend 12 hours a day in a saddle and from recreational riders who try to get in the saddle every weekend or so. With care, he says, a saddle can last a long time. Recreational riders who clean and oil their custom saddle should be able to leave that saddle to their children and to their grandchildren. And if they've taken care of that saddle, they should be able to see his stamp, a saddle maker's signature that's on his work. While some newer saddles are, like running shoes or bicycles, coming in lighter and lighter varieties, he says the really good saddles that will keep and last have a heft to them. His saddles, because of the good leather and the good rigging, weigh between 45 and 50 pounds.
So those old Westerns, when I would watch and they just kind of threw them on the horse, that's not quite accurate?
It's a little bit harder than that sometimes. You get used to it. Once you learn how to throw it on or how to put it on, it's a little bit easier. You've got to get that swing, and get everything moving at one time.
Given his attention to detail, He rubs the edges of the saddle by hand, and his devotion to the tradition of his work, it's not surprising he prefers to do business in person. He does have a website, and he does have a Facebook page, but he says there's no substitute for eye contact when discussing the hows and whys of a custom saddle.
I will answer an email occasionally, but mostly I like to deal with people one-on-one.
The trade shows?
Trade shows, and people come out here, I'll help them out any way I can, show them whatever I can. I like to pass on the information.
Jim Harwell lives and makes saddles on the edge of the Illinois River in rural Prairie Grove. If you want to learn more, you can go to harwellsaddles.com or search for Jim Harwell on Facebook. You can also call him, get directions to his place on Shoemake Crossing Road, and enjoy learning more about his art.